It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yeah, it's tea time, the first tea of November. Well, last night was a rough one for Sarah Jessica Parker. Why? Because someone stole her pumpkins.
At some point between the hours of 9:30 p.m. last night and break of dawn this morning, all of our pumpkins were stolen, as were all the other pumpkins on our block. It is officially the Halloween heist of 2019. My husband stated, decency is dead. But we will salvage the intended carving. We will find some last-minute pumpkins, and we will hope that this case does not remain cold.
Very dramatic. SJP posted that to her social media.
She sounds like she's under the influence of something.
She is like using her actress skills, right? I guess they got the pumpkins in Massachusetts and they decorated them and they were really special to them and someone stole them. What do you do with stolen pumpkins though? They don't last that long. Mine got icky. You know, they probably just smashed them, which is sad. Yuck. Well, Harry Styles, I don't know if he actually did pumpkins. I don't know if he's that type, but he is confirming 100% what we've been saying probably would happen. He is not going to appear in The Little Mermaid.
I had a meeting with Rob Marshall, the director, who is the most wonderful man. He's great. I think it's going to be amazing. Obviously, it's an amazing film. You know, they shoot for so long. And I want a tour next year and stuff, maybe. Just didn't quite line up, work out.
Oh, he would have been such a handsome Prince Eric, you think?
Oh, I thought he was going to be the mermaid. Right? Isn't he like getting into cross-dressing or something?
I don't think he's into cross-dressing. No? I just think that he... people are speculating that he is bisexual. He hasn't come out and said anything.
Weren't you Sebastian 1 year, Liv, for Halloween?
Yes.
You killed it.
But it was a date party for my sorority. The theme was Disney Dreams. And so my best friend wanted to be Ariel, the mermaid. And so I went as Sebastian the crab and I literally like painted myself head to toe in red. It's actually really funny.
Who do we want to be like the prince Eric? I was trying to think who'd be good.
I don't know. I made a list of who I thought was going to be really good.
Liam Hemsworth?
Any speculation. I think Liam could be good.
He would be so good. Yes. Oh, I can picture it now. Okay, we'll keep you posted on that. Nick Lachey, he could definitely pull it off, right? He is going on the record saying, Kim Kardashian, we went on one date and she did something I was not happy about.
Yeah, I think we went on one date together.
Okay.
But we went and saw Da Vinci Code together. She left about halfway through and went to the restroom. And then shockingly, there were 25 paparazzi when we left the theater. So I think there were other things in play on our little...
Busted. So he thinks she straight up called the paparazzi after their date. This was, by the way, the height of MTV Newlyweds right after he had split with his ex-wife, Jessica Simpson. So Kim was just on the rise of fame. They would have been a cute couple, but now he's all happy and married to Vanessa Lachey and they're all good and have the cutest babies ever. Speaking of Kimmy, she was Elle Woods for Halloween and she recreated the cute video from Legally Blonde.
I'm Elle Woods, and for my admissions essay, I'm going to tell all of you at Harvard why I'm going to be an amazing lawyer.
That was pretty dope. I was excited. I would like, if I had the money to do that, I would do that. That's one of my favorite movies. All right, that is your tea, Liv. I know you have an awesome sports minute coming up.
Yes, I do. So Tiger Woods broke a record and made history on Monday. I'm going to give you an NFL preview. And these NBA stars got into a fight.
Ooh, the drama. It's coming up next on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.